Hi, and welcome to Creating a Life You Love with Adriana. So if you're new here, we cover all things mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health, building your confidence and connection with the Lord. Because I believe once you center this healthy lifestyle around the Lord, that is when you will find true fulfillment, true peace, true joy. And today I wanted to talk about something that has been on my mind recently, which is friendships. So I've just been looking around in my life and seeing all the people around me, or the few people around me who have always had my back, who have always been there for me, and seeing, you know, where I am now to where I came from, which was loneliness, friendships filled with drama, gossip, friendship breakups, just all this chaos, you know, seeing where I came from, really just encouraged me to want to talk about that experience with you. And whether you have a solid group of friends, whether you are trying to find friends that may be a little bit better for you, maybe you're, you know, in a season of loneliness and you're like, I know I need friends, but I don't know where to find them. I don't know what to look for. Then this episode is for you. Wherever you are, I feel like there can be at least one thing that you can benefit from this. So anyway, I wanted to start off a little bit with more of my story and like my, I guess, yeah, story with friendships, where I really started off. I could go all the way back to like my youngest, you know, years of having friends. But I think when the friendship issues really started for me was when I was in middle school. And in middle school, you know, you have different cliques, maybe. Maybe you start feeling left out. And that was the case for me. I remember that I was going to this new middle school after being homeschooled for 2 years, and I was very nervous. I was nervous about making friends, and when I did find a friend group, it seems like they just weren't my people. So I would constantly be jumping around to lunch table to lunch table. I finally found what seemed like my group of people, but I remember feeling very left out, you know, when like there's everyone walking on the sidewalk and there's not enough room for you, so you have to walk on the grass, or when, you know, everyone is not waiting for you when you have to tie your shoe, so like God forbid you stop and tie your shoe, you know what I mean? It's like you always feel kind of like the third wheel, even though there were like five of us, you know. It's just very, maybe you just feel left out. Even though you have a group, you just feel left out. So that was me. That was me for a while. Going into later years of middle school, early high school, I was constantly searching for like the popular group. I thought that the people who everyone liked at school, I thought that that was like who I needed to be friends with. And so I did achieve that, I guess, for a time. But I just followed what everyone else was doing. I remember, you know, even at that time, my friends were influencing me to get rid of my relationship with God. And at that time, I didn't really have a relationship with God. I believed in God, but they were really kind of convincing me to maybe doubt him. And does he even exist? And they had their own struggles, you know, of their own. So it makes sense, you know, where this doubt and all this, these, you know, issues were coming from. But yeah, I was just really confused in that time. When I went into ninth grade, I, you know, so freshman year of high school, I had this one friend who I instantly became like best friends with. And this can go one of two ways. Either one, you're best friends with this girl for life, or two, you guys become instant friends, you share everything together, and then after a few months, a friendship breakup hits, and then she tells all your rumors or all your secrets and everything to everyone. That's what happened with me. So I was friends with this girl for a little while, and then I guess she just decided that I wasn't, you know, her friend anymore. She started being friends with someone else. They were best friends, and I felt really lonely. I felt so isolated and like I was worth nothing. And so honestly, her being friends with me was the only reason why I was staying at this school. And once we weren't friends anymore, I was like, what's the point of me staying here? I'm miserable. I don't like it. I'm just going to leave. And so that was really the start of me leaving high school and then being homeschooled, which saved my life because I was not going down a really good path at all. When I was in high school, I was following the crowd. The Lord saved me from that by having this friendship breakup happen, because if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am today. So anyway, that's kind of my background of friends. There was always a lot of drama, you know, always in the group chat of people kind of gossiping. And it was very, very difficult. I'd always have angst, you know, going to school, being with friends. And for a while, I was feeling so lonely that I thought spending time with people every second would just make me, you know, not lonely. Unfortunately, that didn't work because the people I was spending time with, they were draining my social battery. Now, where am I? So my friendships, I have two friends who I have been friends with for 7, 8 years, and they have seen me go through my hardest times. We've had a friendship breakup in there, but now we pray together. We, you know, talk about our life together and what God has been showing us and speaking to us, and we're just so encouraging. We can point out each other's blind spots. And then I'm also growing other friendships with friends that I've met after finding Christ and after, you know, building this new life really for myself. Those are, you know, some new friends that I've found. And I wanted to explain what to look for. Like, what should you look for in a friendship and what my friendships consist of, just overall. What do you look for in a friend? Number one, I think you need to find someone that you can grow with. Now, a lot of these can go for finding someone to be in a relationship with, you know, potential husband, wife, whoever. But yeah, for friendship, number one, they want to grow with you. And they want to grow in many different aspects. You know, their mental health, they take care of their mental health. They know when they need some time alone. And they also, the main thing is they want to grow their relationship with God. So I've had friendships before where it is not centered on Christ. You know, all the focus is on, well, you know, getting ready and looking good and going out and talking to this guy and, you know, what is this girl saying about me and gossiping and all this stuff. And it's so just drama filled. Whereas my friendships now, it's like we want to grow in Christ. We want to challenge each other. If someone is having like an attitude one day, or like God reveals or convicts something in us, we're going to go to that other person and tell them, you know. So anyway, that's the number one thing. Because if you're not growing, what are you doing? You're dying. If you're not growing, you're just standing still. And if you're standing still, what are you doing? Nothing. So you're kind of just going downhill. You're just slipping down the slope. And so find friends that you can really grow with. Another thing, you want to find friends who they can admit when they're wrong. They're not prideful, because when you start having pride in relationships, you know, pride comes before the fall. I can think back to friendships I've had where there was a lot of pride, and then this caused in turn a lot of jealousy from me. If one of my friends was being, you know, prideful in the way she looked or whatever that may be, I would start to become very jealous. And so then there would start to be competition. And then I might start to be prideful as well in another area. And so it's just very unhealthy. And I'm not saying that you won't deal with this in Christian relationships. There's such thing as spiritual pride as well. And so that's definitely something that like I can even struggle with. But when you do find yourself being prideful, or when your friend finds herself being prideful, the important thing is to admit that. It might take some time, but when someone can admit they're in the wrong with whatever that is, that's when you know, like, that is a true friend who can humble themselves before you and admit that. Like, that is incredible. Another one is they have your best interest at heart. So when I was going through my breakup last November, I had my two really close friends who were there for me, like, every single day. And the advice they gave me, they had my best interest at heart. They didn't tell me to stuff my emotions down. They didn't tell me to hang out with other guys to numb the pain. They told me, you know, you need to spend time with God. You need to sit with him, and you need to probably not talk to your boyfriend and not have to your ex-boyfriend and not have that communication because you need to heal now. Now, if a friend didn't have my best interest in heart, and not even that, you might have friends who do really mean well, but maybe they don't have very biblical advice. So when you're talking to them about, oh, what do I do about this guy? They're not giving you advice that's very biblical. And so you're like, I don't know what to do. Another thing is, like I said earlier about jealousy coming up, I find just the other day, honestly, my friend, she had something that happened in her life that I have been struggling with for a while, and we both have, and she got healed from it, and I didn't. And all of a sudden, I started feeling this jealousy kind of breed inside of me, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, we have to put a stop to this, because I love my friend so much. She has been there for me all the time, and I can't let this wall come between us. So right now, what am I doing? Like, I'm praying, and I'm working through that, and I'm remembering that God has a certain timeline for everyone and everything. So things that have happened to me before her, maybe she's been jealous at times too, but it's like recognizing that, knowing when you're having those feelings, being self-aware and recognizing that. So those are my tips for like what to look for in a friend. Obviously there's things like, okay, common interests and things like, can you have open communication? Can you be vulnerable with each other? But I think that the main thing that I mention is, do they want to grow? Do they want to grow their relationship with God? Are you both going in the same direction? Because if you're not going in the same direction, and I don't mean like in work or in career, but the same direction, like spiritually, emotionally, like, are you wanting to grow? Are you wanting to unlock new levels of yourself and become more self-aware and just learn about each other, you know? So I wanted to get into now three tips for building a relationship, for finding friendships, wherever you may be. Three main tips that have really helped me in my life with friendships. So number one thing you want to do wherever you are in your life is evaluate your friendships. Maybe you have really rock solid friends, but maybe there's something you need to do to work on inside of yourself to be a better friend. Or maybe you are, you know, in a season where your friends aren't really pushing you to be a better person. You're just kind of feeling stagnant. Maybe you don't have any friends right now. And if that's you, I'll get on to the next thing in a moment. But for evaluating friends in your life, you really want to ask yourself, is this something that is growing me? Should I walk away or should I stay and work on this? And something that prevented me from walking away from relationships or friendships and relationships a lot sooner was the fact that I didn't want to be alone. I would spend my time with friends purely because I just didn't want to be alone. And I was kind of scared to address the things that I had been running from inside myself, like insecurity, doubt, low self-worth, all of the things. I was trying to run from that. It didn't work, but I tried. And so we actually see, I was just reading in Acts 15 the other day, we see that Paul and Barnabas, they actually had a friendship breakup. So we see this in the Bible. And friendship breakups don't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have to be like, this friend does you wrong and this friend, you know, lies about you and now you're just split up and, you know, you hate each other. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. In Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas were both very godly guys, and they were both, speaking the word of God and just on the same mission. But it says in Acts 15, 36 through 41, that they actually had a falling out. So yeah, I wanted to read that. So let us see. Okay, my pages got stuck with coffee, so this isn't ideal. Okay, so it says, after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, let's go back and visit each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are doing. Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul disagreed strongly. Since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia, don't know how to pronounce that word. And they had not not continued with them in their work. Their disagreement was so sharp that they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus. And as he left, the believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. Then he traveled throughout Syria and Cilicia. Sorry, guys. Strengthening the churches there. So anyway, we see here that they had a disagreement. Now, you may have disagreements with your friends. Maybe you wanted to start a business with your friend, and you are feeling the Lord call you certain places. Maybe your friend is supposed to go to another country and you're supposed to stay here, and you're not going to be as close friends as you once were. So that's kind of like a friendship split up. You're going your separate ways. So there can be times where that's necessary. Maybe you are pursuing godliness. You're trying to build a relationship with God. You're trying to, stop going out, and you're trying to stop participating in hookup culture and, the ways of the world, and your friend isn't. And you've tried to talk to her. You've tried to help her. You've tried to be an encouragement to her, but she just isn't having it, and she doesn't really want to hear you out anymore. In that case, it would be wise to walk away, because what else can you do at that point? Now, maybe walking away doesn't mean block on every social media app, but it means not spending as much time as you would, before. Maybe you just see her out at, gatherings, but you're not hanging out with this person one-on-one. And I had kind of a friendship I've had multiple friendship breakups, but one that I had was this one girl. She was so sweet, but her friends were just leading her astray. And I tried to be an encouragement to her, but I found that it was just kind of pulling me down in my own walk with Christ. And I was very early on, so I could be easily tempted. So I was, knowing that I couldn't put myself in situations where there was a lot of alcohol or parties or, guys and all that stuff. And so I just slowly stopped reaching out to her. She didn't really invite me anywhere from that point on, maybe a few times, but our friendship kind of just dissipated. Once I stopped reaching out, she kind of got the message. And sometimes a conversation needs to be had, and I think that open communication is very important, but it really depends where you are in your friendship. This friend, we didn't really have that vulnerable communication. She was kind of just a social friend, and so like a friend that you just hang out to do stuff with. So anyway, it was just very easy to just kind of let that go. So moving on to number two, be the person that you want to be friends with. So go to places that you could meet friends with similar interests. I had two friends that I've met at the gym, and it's really interesting. We met at the gym, but then they saw my Instagram and how I was talking about the Lord, and they reached out to me and we hung out. And at that time, we were very early on in our faith. This was 2021. A year and a half later, 2023, the Lord brought us back together. After the first time we hung out, we just kind of never really talked. There was no reason. We just kind of forgot to catch up with each other, and things just never worked out. But the Lord brought us back together 2 years later, and we were all three on fire for the Lord. And so when I say like go to places that people have similar interests, maybe that's church, maybe that's going to a small group. And that's like a great way to meet people if you're struggling to find people. I found that social media can definitely be a blessing if you use it for your advantage. When I started sharing about Christ, I had different people who might be, in close proximity to me, reach out to me and be like, hey, like, do you want to hang out? Like, I love what you're doing on social media. And so obviously that's not everyone's story, but there's other ways to do that, like going to church and being a part of a small group, or, seeing a girl at the gym and talking with her and then seeing on her Instagram that she, loves Jesus, right? And like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And so really just putting yourself in places that you could find friends. The Lord, I believe, wants to bless us with community. He might have us in a season of loneliness just to learn, but ultimately he wants us to have community. And you want to make sure that when you are picking friends, that they're not going to lead you astray. They're going to push you. Like I mentioned earlier, it says in Proverbs 13:20, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And then going into the third thing, when you do find a friend, take your time. Don't rush into things. I had this happen a few times where I would get so excited to like hang out with a new friend that I met, whether it was at the gym or, you know, on social media, and I'd hang out with her and I'd share like my whole life story. I would dump everything out and then we would like never talk again. We just, you know, nothing bad happened. We just never caught up again. And the same goes for when you're dating. Don't dump your whole life story out the first time you hang out. Like, good things take time. Building a trusted relationship takes time. And so when you do, you know, meet someone new, don't be fake. Don't hide behind a wall. Be yourself. It will take time to grow a relationship with this person. And I know that we just want that instant best friend like I wanted in freshman year of high school. I was so happy I had this instant best friend. We were friends for like, you know, in the first 2 weeks of school. And then all of a sudden, you know, it felt like she just ditched me. We spent every single moment together and then gone like that. And I was so lonely. So make sure that you are, you know, really guarding your heart and making sure that, you know, you don't know this person's intentions. You want to really use your discernment. And by using your discernment, I mean, you can ask the Lord for wisdom in friendships. It says in James 1, I believe it's verse 5, when you ask the Lord for wisdom, he will give it to you. Now, when you ask, make sure it's from a good heart posture, not saying like, oh, I want wisdom so I know what this person is going through so I can use it against them. Like, that's an extreme example, but like, you know, you want to ask for wisdom on, you know, what friends should you pursue? What friendships should you let go? Pray to the Lord and ask him to guide you. And he will, he certainly will. I remember I kept asking the Lord, Lord, I want a best friend. I want a best friend that I can tell everything to, and I just want them to be there for me. And now, mind you, I had friends at this point for 6 years, two best friends, both sisters by my side, but I was always searching out something else. And then after a few years of praying this, just wanting that one best friend, as I was growing my relationship with God, I realized he was telling me, you already have these people. I gave these people to you before you found me. And now they're growing their relationship with me as well. You're growing your relationship with me as well. So now you both can grow your relationship with the Lord, you know, with me together. And that's just been beautiful. So my two best friends, they've been there for me through and through, through the times when I wasn't walking with the Lord to now where we all of us are. And I was constantly searching for something new. That's one of the reasons why our friendship breakups happen. I was searching for something new. And once I started growing my relationship with the Lord told me, no, you got what you need right here. You got two best friends who will pray for you, who will be by your side, who are your sisters in Christ. And he also has given me other friends who have been able to, you know, play another role in my life and just grow those connections. So anyway, it has been a blessing indeed. When I've realized what the Lord gave me, it's right in front of me. One thing I wanted to end in is sometimes the Lord will have you in a season of loneliness so that you fully rely on him. Maddie Pruitt, she said in a podcast that you love people the best when you love God the most. So I was put in a season of loneliness during COVID, we probably all were, where all I had was the Lord. All I had was the Lord, and I pursued him. It grew stronger over time. I definitely was holding on to a lot of bad habits at that time during COVID, but the Lord needs to become your foundation before finding friendships, because otherwise you're going to attach yourself to this other person. And what happens if they get a boyfriend? What happens if they get married and you're left alone because you didn't have God first? So I can't put enough emphasis on this. Grow a relationship with God. If you are in a season of loneliness, if you are in a season of friendships and abundance with friendships, still grow your relationship with God. But especially if you're in a season of isolation, a season of loneliness. Also, when you are meeting new people, when you are making friends, it can be easy to kind of get scared. You do start to get scared. Remind yourself that it's not going to do you any good to isolate. The Lord wants you in community. Just a reminder, wherever you are, God is always with you. He's always with you. And I know maybe it's hard right now. Maybe you haven't started a relationship with the Lord. If you haven't, I really encourage you, especially if you're feeling this loneliness, you're feeling this void in your heart, but you think that friends can fill that. I thought that as well. I thought that spending time with friends, going out, doing all the things would fill that void in my heart of loneliness. But at the end of the day, when I got home and I sat in my room and I stared at the wall, that void was still there. And the only thing, the only person who can fill that void is Jesus, is God. And I know maybe you're hearing this and you're like, well, I've heard this all before and I've tried religion. I've tried going to church once a week. But like, no, have you tried Jesus? Have you tried spending time in his word? How do you grow a friendship? You spend time with them. How do you grow a relationship with God? You spend time with him. You spend time with the Lord. So anyway, with that being said, I hope that this could encourage you. It might be hard, especially in our world today of surface level friendships. It might be hard to get deep. It might be hard to ask hard questions. It will be hard to have open communication, but it is so worth it. When my friend tells me something that I need to work on, maybe, oh, I'm complaining a lot. I'm a little bit bitter there. And she reminds me like, hey, or she asks me like, hey, are you doing okay? Like, those friendships are worth it. It may not be easy. It might be easier to have a surface level friendship of, oh, like, do you want to go out and get food? Do you want to go and shop? Not saying you still can't do those things, but like where you don't talk about the deep things, but a friendship where you talk about the deep things, it's so rewarding. It is so rewarding. So rewarding. Like just the other day, I was in Miami with my friend who's at college and, you know, it's a few hours. It's like a 2-hour drive from me, but we still make our friendship work and we still see each other. We still make time to text, to call. But when I was with her, you know what we did before I left? We prayed. We prayed together. That's another thing. Praying with your friends. Maybe you aren't there yet where you don't feel like you can pray with your friends, but as you grow in your relationship with God and as your friends hopefully grow in their relationship with God and God being at the center of those friendships, it's just beautiful. Anyway. I could go on and on and on. We'll have to make another series. I'll have to make another part of this. Just talk more about friendships. But I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to leave this a 5-star rating on Spotify, on Apple Podcast. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. I hope that this week we can look at the areas in our lives, maybe friendships that we need to walk away from, friendships that we need to grow in, and just really bring that all to the Lord, because that is when we can truly create a life that we love. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Bye.